Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for any for a donation. May I speak with Charles Morales?
This is him.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in the Fresno County?
Yeah.
Okay. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I probably will vote.
Okay. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote for those offices?
Probably will.
Okay, in what year were you born?
92.
Okay, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah.
Is that you or a household member?
The whole household.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County supervisor. House affordability, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, parental rights in education, public safety and crime, water policy, other known or you don't know.
I guess inflation.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Paul Dictos,
I
would
don't
you say?
remember.
Okay. Okay. Gavin Newsom.
Somewhat favorable.
Steve Brando.
I don't remember who that is.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Gary Bredefeld?
I don't remember who that is.
Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, a businessman slash council member, Paul Dictos, CPA assessor and recorder, Diane Burdays, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brando, for whom would you vote?
I haven't looked at them. I haven't looked them up at all, so I don't know.
You would say undecided?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Gary Bredefeld, business and city council member, Paul Dictus, CPA and county assessor recorder, Diane Verdes, Bryce Herrera, or Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman?
I have no idea.
Or you would say undecided once again?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
No opinion.
Yeah, okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
No opinion.
Okay. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Would you much more likely vote for that person, somewhat more likely vote for that person, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or you don't know?
Less likely?
Much less likely, you said?
Sure.
Okay, a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidates?
More likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, a candidate who is 80 years old, would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidates?
Very less likely.
Okay, a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA, would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of a candidate?
More likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay, a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidates?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents, would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidates?
More or less likely.
Somewhat... less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidates?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidates?
Much more likely.
Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, a good chance you would vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
No chance.
Okay. Paul Dictos currently serves as Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
Okay. Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
No chance.
Okay. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman, council member, county, Paul Dictos, CPA, assessor and recorder, Dion Burdays, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brando, and Steve Brando, county supervisor slash businessman, for whom would you vote?
Paul Dictos, probably.
Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat, probably.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I think moderate or liberal. Probably more liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college, including vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, including community college, two-year degrees, some college coursework, four-year college graduate, postgraduate school or degree, including medical school, law school, master's degree, or PhD doctorate.
I have a two-year degree.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Living with family.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. I hope, I wish you a very good night.
Thank you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.